This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we've got two very distinct guests. A little later on, we will be joined by off-road race car driver who's written a book, and the book surrounds an experience that he had. The book is called Bulletproof, and we'll tell you more about it as we get closer to the launch of that particular segment. But we're going to begin by checking in with our good friend Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com and see where he's at today. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing real well, Bob, and just sitting here in the office going over the notes for today's show, and I'll be going on the road again next week, or starting next week, over to Illinois and down to Rolla, Missouri, and then we'll be on the road for about a week, driving out to Kansas and up into Nebraska, then over to Nebraska City for the Applejack Car Show, which we usually attend in mid-September.
Wow, that's a busy time.
Yeah, I'm not getting any younger, but anyway.
Well, tonight we're going to
be talking. The good part is that they have ethanol over there at $1.79 a gallon, so it's a lot easier to drive in that state than it is over here in Missouri.
That's true. Gasoline prices seem to be very volatile between state and state, and even locations within states. You put together a wonderful piece on big block engines.
I did. I was listening to something on radio, or not on radio, but on a TV show, or reading an article, and the fellow doing the article basically said, you know, you might be better off going with a bigger engine to start with instead of trying to squeeze all the horsepower out of a little small block. And then I started thinking about all the monster engines that were popping up in late 50s all the way into the early 70s. And I kind of put a list together to see if they'd be worth doing anything with. And I have not come to a conclusion on some of these engines, but we'll kind of talk about it as we go along.
Why don't we begin by telling everybody about the 430? This was produced from 1958 through 63.
Right. 1958, the Ford Motor Company, through its Lincoln Mercury Edsel divisions, decided on coming up with what they call the Mel engine. They started out in 58 with a 430 cubic inch engine, the Continental. And it was an optional engine in 58 and 59 in the T-Bird. And the highest horsepower rating for that engine was 375 horsepower. The engine had kind of an up-and-down history when it came to horsepower. The high was in 58, and there was a low in 60 of 315 horsepower. But generally speaking, if someone wanted to use one of these engines for a 375 to 400 horsepower conversion on an old Ford product, they could probably do it fairly inexpensively. It would be a thing of looking for the right heads, and probably the 63 heads are the best with a 10.1 in compression. And some of these lower horsepower engines had two-barrel carburetors, and it was kind of a head-scratcher why you come up with such a big engine, put a small carburetor on it, but that seemed to be the way Lincoln did things back in those days. But I think it has a lot of applications, particularly in midsize Fords in that years between 58 and probably I don't think I would use it anything above about a 70. I talked to one fellow that had an Edsel with a 332 in it, and I kind of talked to him, instead of using a 352, maybe you ought to go 330, because there was like six of them sitting in a salvage yard down in Rolla, Missouri. They could probably find a halfway decent one to rebuild. But that engine actually in 66 was kicked upstairs a little bit to 462 cubic inches. Horsepower was a little bit lower, but the torque went up. It was 340 horse with about 485 pounds of torque, and they kept that engine until 68. So from 58 to 68, the salvage yards are full of these potential Ford-built monster engines. You still with me, bud? Since I can't hear you, I'll keep talking as usual. If the problem with doing those engines is it's hard finding any type of equipment for them. But I did find a couple of people that are building aftermarket engines that can put out as much as 600 horsepower, but they do come with a pretty stiff price tag. I think as a budget monster block engine, that this might not be a bad deal. The next one up on the list are the Cadillac engines, starting at the 429, came out in 67. It was rated at 300. It came out 64, rated at 340 horsepower, and it kept that until 67. And then at 68, they reintroduced it, but with a bigger displacement of 472 cubic inches. These put out a massive 375 horsepower in a four-barrel, and they were pretty well used until about 74, I believe. I got to think here a second. I guess around 74, I believe, that they came out. I'm sorry, 1970, they came out with a 500 cubic inch engine. There was a little bit of an overlap there between the 472s. They kept them to 74, but in 70, they also stroked it out a little bit to 500 cubic inches. But keeping in mind, at the time, that was the largest mass-produced engine in the United States, and it put out a whopping 400 horsepower and 550 pounds of torque. And what happened with these monster engines, they got caught up in the fuel problems and the oil embargoes and all that. And for a couple of years, all the big three were kind of dealing with what they had in stock. And instead of redesigning engines, they basically just downgraded the performance of the engine. So later on in the years, you started seeing the compression ratios coming down and smaller carburetors putting on engines. Do I have you back, Bob?
The iPhone there? Success, I think, is pretty big.
Okay. All right, I'm Bob. I can't hardly hear you, so I'll just keep on talking, buddy.
Hey, let's see. I'll adjust the microphone. The iPhone 6 is about the same size.
Are you there, Bob?
Yeah, I sure am. So tell us more about the
430. Okay, well, we went through the 430. We're up to the 500 on the Cadillac. Was I on the air for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So we're going kind of off the Cadillacs now and going into the Oldsmobile. And one of the coolest engines I thought back in the day was 425 Oldsmobile. They produced that engine from 65 to 67. And some people would say that it was the best muscle car engine that Oldsmobile came out with, even though I don't think they use it in any muscle cars. And these engines were available in horsepower ranges from 310 to 360. And those engines, even though they had a small number of years that they were manufactured, there's still a few of them out there in the salvage yards. The one that even is more available is its big brother. And,
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, CEO of thelubepage.com. We're recapping some of the questions that may have not gone over the year last Sunday, but we've been busy. We have K-L-M-E-B-A. Yes, of course. And let me get back to my computer, a little bloop. Tell us a little bit about the 462 power plant.
Okay, I'm a little bit ahead of you. I'm up at the 455 early in 68. We're basically going through the Oldsmobile engines now. And in 68, Oldsmobile stroked up the 425, 455 cubic inches. If you're looking around salvage yards, you'll probably be looking for a red engine. Or if you're really lucky, if you find one that's metallic blue, that can indicate the 400 horsepower model. These engines were used in the Tornado as well as the Delmont 88. And quite often the rocket name would appear on the air cleaner. And they kept that up until about 74. I've run into a lot of Oldsmobile Tornados in salvage yards. I think I ran into six of them down in the yard in Rolla a few weeks ago. And I've also noticed that in a lot of these cars, you can find them on Craigslist, and for like $1,200, you might be able to buy a whole operating automobile. So you're going to end up with the majority of parts you're going to need to put a hot rod or at least a hotter car on the road. And kind of brings us up to the Buick, the 68 Wildcat. Came out with a 430 and produced that from 67 to 69. And it was rated at 360 horsepower. They were used in the larger B&C bottle body Buicks. And they're pretty much parts were interchangeable between the 430 and the engine that came out later, the 455 Buick engine. And they grew that engine to that size in 1970 and held it until 76. So, again, you see a run of 9 years or more that these engines were available, and consequently, there's still a lot of them on the road, a lot of them in garages, and a lot of them in salvage yards. And that engine was rated at 350 horsepower and over 510 pounds of torque. These are really, you know, torquey engines. And the
500 pound-feet of torque, that is an awful lot of torque, Don. No question about that.
You know, it's like Jay Leno says, it's like the horsepower tells you how fast you're going to hit the wall, and the torque tells you how far through the wall you're going to travel. And this is what we're needed on these larger cars to get them going. But when you take all that torque and put it into a much lighter body, yeah, the ability to accelerate and to use a higher gear ratio to get a still a lot off the line and still keep an awful lot of upper end miles per hour and miles per gallon on the highway are there. So there's a lot of neat things that you can do with these engines. And, you know, with the use of computers, you can figure out a lot of stuff that we used to have to wing when I was a kid. But another interesting engine that goes back probably to around 61 was the 421. I've always liked those engines, but they're rare now. They upgraded them to a 428 in 67. And I think those engines are probably going to be a little more available in the salvage yards. And they were rated anywhere between 375 and 390 horsepower. And then later on, they were replaced by a 455 Pontiac engine in 70. And those engines, I think, are very much available in the salvage yards. And they're rated at least 370 horsepower, and again, we're getting into torques that are pretty close to 500 foot-pounds of torque. And a lot of them could outperform, and some of them were actually lighter than some Chevy small blocks and smaller than the 454 Chevy engine. So I think there's, you know, just a lot of stuff there that a builder can find and use to get a good hunk of horsepower at not too bad of a price.
I think that's a really good plan. We'll definitely have to look into the flagship NPR station here in Orlando. Here's an interesting question.
What I would suggest to anybody before they really, really get invested in this, to take a look at any dyno testing that might have been done later. So I'm looking at dyno test results that showing those 430s perform significantly less than the advertised horsepower. But I think that's just that engine. Some of these others, I think they've had a better track record for actually having a real horsepower reflected by the numbers. How should I say it? True horsepower in the numbers that they were advertised at.
That's pretty significant. And now we're up to what year? We're up to...
I'm out of years, buddy. Yeah. I went ahead through the entire list.
So we're it's fascinating to look at some of those horsepower and torque numbers. Of course, today they major they definitely do a different way of testing on the quarter mile runs.
Yeah, they do. And the new test results, and I was looking for a formula or maybe a quick solution to see if there was a how you could just figure it out in your head between braking horsepower and the SAE horsepower. And the best I could find is that the SAE horsepower rating was done with all the accessories on the engine to cause the extra drag. And I'm not even sure if they're really using that as much as braking horsepower. But to keep it standardized for myself, I like to think in bigger numbers and braking horsepower, and I guess old school we might call it.
Well, we'll take a quick time out for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to talk about high-performance big block engines, more with the man himself.
Bob, can you hear me?
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. On ABC's This Week Sunday, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie defended President Trump's absence from the McCain funeral and pointed out that Trump wasn't invited and that members of his administration and own family did attend.
The President of the United States, no matter who that person is always in the elephant in the room when they're not there. The fact is that the President of the United States, no matter who they are, is always the biggest figure in American public political life.
Also on ABC This Week, former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said he's very worried about the situation with North Korea, calling this summit a failure.
In many ways, it was doomed to failure from the beginning because there was never the preparatory work that has to be done prior to a summit meeting. This was all about show.
President Trump recently announced that Secretary of State Pompeo's planned trip to North Korea was canceled because of insufficient progress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Don Jones, our in-house scholar here, has been giving us the lowdown on all these great big block engines, starting with the 430, 462, 429, 472, the 500, and in addition to that, we've got the Starfire and the Toronado Rocket, the 455 for the Rocket 455, and the Buick Wildcat 430, and the 400 horsepower, 400 cubic inch, I should say, 430 grew to 455 for Buick for a few years. So they were making a lot of these big blocks, there's no question about it.
Yep, I think what we'll do is probably going to go on a big motor hunt here over the next couple of weeks when I reshoot these yards, and if I find anything worth selling, they'll be on the website. And if I find
great.
Just stuff to take pictures of, I'll put it up on Facebook so people can kind of take a look at what the old car guy finds when I'm off on my different adventures.
Very cool. Well, let's give out your telephone number so that everybody out there can reach you. And, Don, as I always say...
Is that thunderstorm knocking us off the air, buddy?
Nope, we're in good shape at the moment, so...
I can't really hear, so I imagine I'm coming to the end of my time slot, so...
Okay.
If anybody needs anything, you can still find me at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507.
Thank you, my friend.
We'll talk to everybody later when there's not a thunderstorm going out in Florida that makes it a little hard to hear Bob.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Great job. And now we move to our next guest, and we had the opportunity to talk with this gentleman a little while back and got a great response, and so we've invited him to join us right now. He's an off-road race car driver, and he also is a person who suffers bipolar depression and has written a fascinating book called Bulletproof, all about his life and about this incident which occurred not that long ago. Justin, welcome back to the airways of Auto World. How you doing? Okay, we'll get Justin back in a second, and we'll get everybody ready to go Too bad, Don. I was breaking up a little bit on my end, but I know Don came in clear as usual, and Don does a great job with these historical pieces. Now we go to our very special guest. He is a noted off-road racer, professional race car driver, and he also happens to suffer from bipolar disorder. And what are those two things? Why do they kind of go together? Well, this gentleman has put together a wonderful new book. It's called Bulletproof, and it's all about his story. It's my pleasure to welcome Justin Peck back to the airways of Auto World. Justin, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Bob. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, it's such a great story and such a compelling story, to say the least. Let's talk first a little bit about your racing. How long have you been racing in the off-road arena?
Oh, geez. Let me think. I have been a wheelman for, I think I'm going on 26 years now. 26, 27 years. So a while.
Wow.
I've been doing it a bit.
Definitely. And is there one particular race that that you like to drive more than any other race, or do you kind of run the gamut?
You know, I actually, I've been very fortunate to be able to drive several different types. So most people, most racers, you know, they'll stick with one sport, you know, whether it be, you know, asphalt racing or off-road or those type of things. But for me, I've been lucky enough to drive anything from, you know, motocross, to off-road trucks, to Porsche and Audis on road course, go-karts, sprint cars, late models, you name it. I've drove everything. So I think probably at the end of the day, the off-road is always going to be my true love. One of the best races, one of the, my favorite races, probably is, man, I don't know, maybe Vegas to Reno. We just finished that race 2 weeks ago. Start in Las Vegas, then end up in Reno, Nevada. So it's fun. It's a good time.
I can imagine. Tell us a little bit about the conditions along the way. That's a very rural and of course, desert conditions. But going from Vegas to Reno must take you through a lot of mountains and such.
Yeah, there are a few good elevation, you know, mountain passes that can be pretty sketchy at times. I mean, we're still clipping along at pretty good speeds, and you know, you'll have cliffs on one side that are, you know, a couple hundred feet down, and then you have the mountainside. But then when you drop down off of those, you know, you've got the good wide open lake beds, you know, where we can hit, you know, 130, 140 miles an hour across the dirt. So it's the experience itself is pretty amazing. I try to, I'm asked quite often what it's like to be in an off-road truck for that long. So,
yeah,
you know, first off, we're in these trucks anywhere between, you know, of course it's depending on the race, but anywhere between 9 and 14 hours at a time. You know, and there's really no stopping other than, you know, fuel and tires and, you know, stuff like that. So, but off-road's an interesting sport because it is, you basically never know what's actually, you know, ahead of you. So, you know, there are a lot of rocks, a lot of bumps. I explain it to people as it's like being in a paint shaker for, you know, 10 hours. So. It's very brutal, very taxing, but here again, it's a love and a passion.
I would imagine it would be tough on your body and kind of beat you up a bit.
Oh yeah, for sure. We're fortunate enough to have, you know, the good suspension. However, it's still off road. I mean, you're hitting bumps and big, you know, big obstacles. These things are, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 feet tall, and you're trying to blast through these things at speed because you know the guy behind you isn't going to lift. So for me, it's, you know, you hit that loud pedal and go as fast as you possibly can go.
Must be lots of fun. If anybody has any questions for off-road race car driver Justin Peck, we got a telephone number waiting for you. Our producer Mackenzie is standing by to take your calls at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And in addition to telling us about all of your great racing adventures, Justin, another reason why you're here is to tell your story, which is outlined in a brand new book called Bulletproof. You're a race car driver who suffers from bipolar disorder. I have a relative, an aunt that has bipolar disorder, and a good friend of mine who's a television anchor in Las Vegas, she's got it as well. When we come back, we'll tell about the story of what happened to you and what inspired you to write Bulletproof and get on shows like Auto World and tell the world about it. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back with off-road race car driver Justin Peck. He's a great guy, an off-road race driver who doesn't hold anything back, including his style on the off-road racetrack, as well as in his personal life. And you had an incident happen to you, Justin, and because of that incident, you decided to write this book. Why don't you bring us back to that day, what was happening, and then we'll go from there.
Well, so my assumption is the incident that you're talking about is my little canyon run that I did. So it was, okay, I've got to really put my dates together here. So it was, 2002, roughly. I hadn't been diagnosed with anything yet. I knew since a really young age, between 10 and 13 years old, that I was a little different than most. My mind processes and the way that I thought was different than my peers. And so that particular day, I had been kind of on a down run for a couple months prior to that, and I woke up just a typical morning, nothing. There was no triggering. There was nothing that made my life feel like it was overwhelming. And woke up early, leaned over, and kissed my wife like I had done for years and years and years before, and went upstairs and kissed the kids and got ready for work and got in the truck and grabbed my dog, and we went to go check on the job sites. I've been a construction guy for a long time, and so I found myself, a few hours later, I'm driving up a canyon that's up by my old place, and I typically went up to the top of this canyon because it was the way that I could unplug. There was no cell phone service. It was, there's no phone call. There was, there was basically nothing other than quiet. So I could, hang out with my dog and stuff. And so anyway, went through, let the dog out of the back of the truck, and she was running around. And in just a real brief or irrational thinking moment, I was just in this massive sense of despair, and in an irrational moment, I reached over to the center glove box of my truck, grabbed my pistol, loaded it, put it to my head, and I pulled the trigger. And of course, the outcome isn't what I expected, mostly because, you know, I'm talking to you now.
So I
iron chambered the bullet. The bullet flips up, lands in my lap, because at that time I thought, you know, I screwed it up. You know, I didn't load it or something, you know, malfunctioned. And so when I looked at the bullet, you could see where the firing pin had hit the back of the bullet. It was just a dud. And I had put thousands of rounds through this pistol, and this was the first time that the firearm didn't actually go off. And so the crazy thing about that is when it didn't go off, the adrenaline that I got from it basically took me out of this depressive zone that I was in and put me into more of kind of a manic phase. So driving down the canyon, manic phase or the adrenaline wears off, back to the despair moment, and that's, you know, when I had called my doctor and said, hey, you know, this is kind of what's going on. And I cruised over to his office. He canceled a few of his things, and we sat and talked. And it was at that time that I kind of put a name to the face, which is bipolar disorder. And that was the moment that I kind of sucked everything up and said, all right, you know, you have, there's a mental disorder in play here.
Yeah.
I kind of knew that it had been there for a long time, but the stigma, even with me, I mean, even having this, the disorder, the stigma was always there. I was embarrassed and nervous and all the other adjectives that you could put along to that, but I didn't want anybody to know. I felt that it showed weakness. And moving forward up until, you know, to the present now, I realized that it's, instead of hiding it, instead of being embarrassed about it, instead of acting and faking and pretending, I just decided to be the voice of it now. And so basically that's kind of what I'm doing. The book was mostly based on writing kind of life experiences down for me so I could pass them along to my children. I had no intentions of writing a book. And in that process, it took me a long time, 6 or 7 years to write the book, but I got it done, you know, sent it to an editor. They went over it. The editor really encouraged me to get it published, and I did. And it's been an amazing ride. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's the statistic out there basically says that 2 in 5 Americans suffer from some form of mental disorder.
Sure.
And I look at that as, I think, just, and of course this is just my opinion, but I think that's an incorrect statistic. I think that it's 5 in 5 Americans. I think that mental illness and mental health affects everybody in the United States. Just like you had mentioned, you know someone with a bipolar or with a mental health problem or an issue. And I think that everybody has some type of mental disorder or knows someone that has one.
That is so true, Justin. And it's, you know, very brave of you to be out there on the forefront and shining the spotlight on bipolar disorder and mental illness in general. And by doing it, you're helping people. You're helping people who perhaps are out there listening right now and are in the same boat and don't realize it, but they have a problem and they need to get treatment for it, because there are treatments. And look at Justin's gone on after that one incident, and and continued his racing and gone on to do many other things, both personally and professionally. But thank you for sharing that. It can't be easy to be sharing that story.
No, you know what? It's pretty interesting, I guess, because what happens, I have a lot of opportunity to speak in front of thousands of people, but, you know, with this big push with the book, and it's not about the financial gain for me with the book. Like I said, I had no intentions of writing the book in the first place, and so the financial side of it wasn't really there. But for me, it's become more of a I want to change the world. I want to be one of those guys that that can inspire greatness in other people. And so, yes, it is. It's very hard to talk about it at times, because a lot of the times when I tell the stories and when I kind of explain, you know, my mindset and the attitude and personality that I was going through at that time, I relive that experience.
Of course.
It's easier as time goes on, of course, but I do remember, you know, the first few interviews that we had and the first few times that I was on stage. It's pretty hard to hold back the emotion, because I do relive those experiences.
Yeah, that is so true. You can order the book on Amazon.com, and I'm sure Barnes & Noble and all the regular outlets. Is that the best place for folks to go, Justin?
Yeah, we're on Amazon. We're on we hit the Amazon bestseller within, you know, a pretty short amount of time. You can also go to justinpeck.com and order it directly from the website. The website has, you know, good information, has, you know, blogs.
Thank you, Justin.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.